With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Chinese tariffs on a host of American goods are scheduled to take effect next Monday. Beijing's response to President Trump's 10% levy on Chinese imports. The president says China must do more to halt the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Mr. Trump has paused tariffs on Mexican and Canadian products, a one-month pause, after those two countries announced measures to bolster border security. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says El Salvador's president has agreed to take in criminal deportees currently jailed in the United States. That would even include U.S. citizens. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will meet today with President Trump at the White House. Among other things, they'll talk about the Gaza ceasefire and prisoner hostage exchange.
There's no doubt that the future of the ceasefire does hang in the balance, and there's support on both sides for a continuation of the ceasefire. But Mr. Netanyahu's own view is that Hamas are not yet militarily defeated. That's certainly the opinion of people to the right of him in his government who want the war to be resumed after the first stage is over. Now, Donald Trump has made it pretty clear so far that he wants the ceasefire to continue because he wants an end to the war. He's got much bigger plans for this region, in particular a deal with Saudi Arabia.
The BBC's Wira Davis. Also at SRNnews.com, Tulsi Gabbard's nomination for National Intelligence Director is gaining momentum, now winning the support of a key Senate Republican.
Senator Susan Collins from Maine announced Monday that she'll vote for Gabbard, which means the former congresswoman from Hawaii will likely be confirmed. If so, Gabbard would oversee 18 agencies and organizations under the intelligence umbrella.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 89 points, NASDAQ futures up 26. This is SRN News. Islam is making war on Christianity.
That radical Muslims often do violence against followers of Christ is not news. But a new report from Open Doors illustrates how widespread the problem has become. Of the top 10 worst persecutors of Christians on earth, 9 of them are majority Muslim countries. Of the top 20, 16 are nations where Islam is the official religion. And if you go 1 through 30, you'll find 22 of the nations where it's most dangerous to follow Christ are majority Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Schools and universities responding to complaints of sexual misconduct must return to policies established during President Trump's first term, with requirements for live hearings and more protections for accused students. In a memo to education institutions across the country, the Education Department clarified that Title IV will be enforced according to a set of rules created by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. This is SRN News. The monarch butterfly count has fallen to a 30-year low.
They don't sound like much, but that's a whole lot of monarch butterflies flapping their wings, the distinctive orange and black ones. They're found across North America. Monarchs in the eastern U.S. winter in Mexico. Those west of the Rockies typically along the California coast. The Xerces Society for Invertebrate Conservation conducts annual surveys of those overwintering sites. This year, it counted just over 9,000 monarchs. That's the second lowest total since tracking began in 1997. It says the monarchs are suffering from pesticides, habitat loss, and climate change. I'm Ben Thomas.
California's Democrat-controlled assembly giving final legislative approval to $50 million to wage legal battles against Trump administration initiatives, including deportation of illegal aliens. More details, SRNnews.com.